Head Coach Eddie Clark. Coach Clark, how are you this morning?
Great. And yourself?
We're glad that you're able to check in with us. And this has got to feel like, well, your second home, really. You've done this for a lot of years, and you build these young men and young women and these teams to
you there?
Yeah, we still got you.
There.
All right, Coach. So day one in the books. Kind of talk to us what your impressions are of things so far.
Well, I think we wrestled pretty well. I mean, you can't win them all. We dropped a couple we felt we should have picked up, but. Boys are sitting in second. Girls are out in front. Everyone's wrestling well, but not much wrestling in the books yet. Just one round on the front side, one round in the back. So we'll be competing hard. You know, this next round, the quarterfinals, is a big one. So you put those kids in the semifinals, and then they're guaranteed a place at the, you know, a placing, which secures a lot of team points. So there's a lot of wrestling going to happen today. So things are just starting to get interesting,
you know. And I'm you know, obviously not an expert like yourself, but as I look down, especially the boys' side of things, the one that kind of jumped out at me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I thought Maxwell Yurok winning his match was a little bit of an upset. Would you agree with that?
No, we kind of thought he'd get that first round. Okay. Match. We were pretty good there. This next one's his tough test. You know, he'll have a good solid match this next round, but we thought he'd get his first round match. And so we felt really good about that. You know, Max's varsity record isn't much, because he hasn't wrestled too many varsity matches. He's been fighting some injuries and stuff during the year. And so he hasn't had much mat time, but we know what he is in the room. So we were expecting a positive result. And so, you know, now he's just like the rest of them. This next round's kind of the money round, so we're trying to build and be ready for that.
Well, Coach, you talk about being ready to roll on in the morning, and even though they've stretched the tournament into this 3-day thing, which we could complain about, but regardless of that, one of the big projects for wrestling coaches is to have your teams ready to roll when that thing gets started in the morning. And what goes on behind the scenes to get a team, let alone two teams,
oh,
ready,
man,
for this morning round?
You know, so you have to, you know, there's all the logistics, getting everyone here on time, making sure everyone's had breakfast, having stuff for them to eat after weigh-ins, doing all that stuff, managing their weight last night because they had to make weight again today. So you got kids going home back to the motel, getting on the treadmill, running off weight, doing some things to get down to weight. You have I mean, there's just a lot. And then, you know, then figuring out logistics, because if you're feeding two teams, feeding 50 kids and those types of things, and not so much that feeding them enough that they're good, but not so much that they're overweight the next day, and all that stuff every night. And then, you know, we're weighing in 3 days now instead of two. So it's just another day of management of those types of things, that, you know, and managing the weight tonight for kids who have to make weight tomorrow, and all those things. So there's just a lot to it. It's a big job.
Let's talk about this particular group that you've been coaching this year. One of the words that kind of comes to mind when I've been able to talk to you each week is gritty. They seem to really wrestle with everything they have, and that's that's generally true, but of a lot of your teams. But it seems like this year's team, they are really squeezing out everything that they've got for you.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. They've, you know, we fought through a lot of adversity with sickness and injuries and everything else. And, you know, we're still here and working hard and doing the things we want to do. And, you know, that you think of both the guys and the girls program, we've all faced adversity this year. So it'll be a growing experience for everyone, including the coaching staffs at the end of this.
Well, let's talk about your staff. Obviously, you have a great staff for the guys, which we know about, with Winston Patterson and Coach Casey Perry and Adam Baker. But you've also got some guys that have stepped in to help with the girls program.
Yes.
Midway through, Kevin Waldron, Hayden Heap, Cass Kennington. Let's talk about your staff.
And Hayden Walker and Grace Walker. Those guys have come in after a tough situation and really kind of helped us pull the girls together and get it going. I'm kind of, because there's just so much to it, I Coach Waldron's kind of done most of the managing of the girls team, and is because he's got years and years of experience. I don't know if anyone, people in Star Valley really know what we have there. You know, he was a state championship coach at JUAB when in Utah before he came to Star Valley. So we're leaning heavily on his experience, and you know, he's been, you know, I've been more of a figurehead with the girls program than actually hands on, because, you know, I'm in the room with them at practice, but when we get to the tournament, you know, I've got, it's just, there's just too much to do everything. So you kind of got to divide and conquer. And those guys have done a great job, really create some team unity, you know, they've rebounded after all the chaos really well.
Let's talk about where the teams are after day one, starting with the girls. They're out in front with 36 team points. As far as where they are and where they sit, how do you feel like this next day is positioned for them?
Well, the important thing is going to be, you know, we've won on our depth. You know, we've won on our depth for the last year, and we're winning on our depth this year. We need to just keep those girls. You know, we need to medal as many girls as we can, and that's going to be the secret to winning it. I, you know, push a couple into the finals and get as many medals there as we can. And you know, obviously, that's the same with the boys, but the girls' positioning, they're good. We feel we have, you know, three or four girls that have a great chance to make the finals, and so that would be awesome to push three or four into the finals. And we feel we have five or six boys that have a real good chance to make the finals as well. So, you know, we're you know, hoping to push five or six on the guy's side and three or four on the girl's side. And if, you know, if we push five or six in the guy's side and medal a bunch of other kids there, we'll have a chance. And the girls push the ones we're talking about there and medal of several other girls, they should be able to walk away on top as well.
As I look at the team scores for the guys, the Braves currently second right now, and Thunder Basin out in front just by a little bit. But there's a lot of teams within that 10-15 point range on the 4A. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, it's balanced. I mean, everyone has a few holes, and so it's just going to come down to who can push the most kids back in. Because right now, I mean, I've been at a state tournament. We were just talking about it this morning. It was, I think, the first year we won it. That I was in Star Valley all the way back, you know, like 23 years ago, we walked into this second day and we were down 50 points and came back and won it. So there's no one has an insurmountable lead at this point, and it's just a matter of who's wrestling well, you know, as the day progresses.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to
you
it.
Bet.
Anything?
You bet.
Anything else that you might want to mention before we let you go?
No, we're here and we're excited. You know, Little League wrestling's coming up for the parents that are out there listening. Get that going here next week on Wednesday night. So we'll get that rolling and start building the next generation. So anyway, you guys have a great day, and I'm going to go have a little pep talk with the boys and then go over and have a little pep talk with the girls, and we'll try to get them going.
We appreciate your efforts, Coach, as long as
you
as well as your staff. Thank you very much.